It's time to take the quiz.
5 questions, 5 minutes a day, 5 days a week.
Take the quiz every weekday at thequiz.fox and then listen to the quiz podcast to find out how you did.
Play, share, and of course, listen to the quiz at thequiz.fox.
This is the Fox News Rundown Extra. I'm Evan Brown. The past week has been a trying one for Israelis who reeled from a Palestinian gunman's attack outside an East Jerusalem synagogue. 7 people were killed as they finished their Friday night Shabbat or Sabbath worship. We spoke this week with Danny Danon. He's an Israeli statesman, a member of the Knesset, Israel's parliament, and a former ambassador of Israel to the United Nations. He's also a leader of Israel's Likud party, the center-right or conservative party of Benjamin Netanyahu, who only recently again became prime minister and whose new government feels Palestinian attacks in recent weeks are a test of their leadership. We bring you plenty of fresh interviews each day during the week, and sometimes we have more to share, like this one with Danny Danon. So we'll play it for you now, our entire interview with him. Thanks, as always, for listening. And please, if you haven't already, subscribe to us on your favorite podcasting app or at foxnewspodcasts.com. Now, here's Israeli Knesset member Danny Danon on the Fox News Rundown Extra. Hello, Mr. Ambassador. Good to speak with you again, sir.
Hello. Good to speak with you. How are you today?
I'm well. Thank you for taking some time for us, and we'll get started so we can finish up with you real quick. I'd like to begin, sir, by asking about the past couple of days. Really, there have been obviously it's been a hard week, really, for Israelis. Certainly, the terror attack in Neve Yaakov, but also even in the past 24 hours, there have been rocket attacks. There have been. I know that the Israeli Air Force conducted an operation last night. But tell us what this past week has been like. It seems like it's been a bit more violent than in recent months or even in the past couple of years.
Unfortunately, we have seen a new wave of terror attacks against innocent Israelis. What happened last weekend, you know, when a group of Jews left the synagogue after the prayer before Sabbath. They were brutally attacked, and 7 innocent Israelis were killed. And unfortunately, it's not only in Israel, but also we have seen violence coming from Gaza, rockets flying into our communities in the south. It is unfortunate. We are determined to fight back, to protect our citizens at all costs. And we don't accept the language that we saw coming from different countries, calling both sides to calm the situation down. We don't accept the equation. We are fighting terrorists, and we expect to get full support from our allies around the world.
This has been a particularly trying moment, I would think, because it is still the early days of a new government. Likud has taken the lead once again. You're a prominent member of Likud. Prime Minister Netanyahu is back as prime minister again, and it feels as if this is a bit of a test. So is it really a test, or is it something that the new government is expecting and has sort of planned for? I mean, is this something that is a surprise in any kind of way?
I actually agree with you about the fact that it is a test. You know, our enemies are trying to test the new government to see how we will respond to those attacks. And I think we have to show strength. We have to respond very strongly against those acts of violence and to present a new approach. We promised to our voters that we would bring security to the lives of Israelis, and we have to deliver on that issue.
And how would the new government deliver on that issue? In the past, when Likud and Prime Minister Netanyahu have been making the decisions, there has been certainly, I want to say a willingness, but certainly the resolve to fight back, to fight back with great strength. Whereas I think perhaps the government in between time with the other parties may have been seen as not as quick to engage militarily, although they certainly did. What is different, if anything, this time around?
No, I think today we have a right-wing government that has the ability to act. You know, the former government had an issue because they had to depend on the votes of some of the Arab parties. Today we don't have to do that. So I think we will be able to take the right decisions to protect the lives of Israelis all around the country. And, you know, we pray for peace and we want to live peacefully. But if we will continue to be under fire, under terror attacks, I think we will have to mobilize our forces and guarantee that our children can live safely in Israel.
Jason in the House, the Jason Chaffetz Podcast. Dive deeper than the headlines and the party lines as I take on American life, politics, and entertainment. Subscribe now on foxnewspodcast.com or wherever you download podcasts.
You mentioned before, just a few moments ago, that you expect your allies to rally to your side, to your cause. The Secretary of State from the United States was just visiting in Israel. As of today, the Jordanian king, Abdullah II, is in Washington. The world kind of keeps an eye on, I want to say more than keeps an eye on happenings in Israel and the goings on with Palestinians. What do you think, what is your assessment of the state of the international community? Israel is in a different place than it was even just a few years ago because of the Abraham Accords. Things seem to be thawing a bit with Saudi Arabia. It's a bit of a different world today, but there are still, there doesn't seem to be as full support, I think, as Israel would like in these matters.
Yeah, I agree with you that, you know, we have a change since we signed the Abraham Accords and we have no allies in the region. We fight together the hostility coming from Iran. And I think today even the U.S. Was trying to sign an agreement with the regime in Tehran. The new regime is not capable of moving forward for any peaceful solution. And I think today we see that also the Biden administration is understanding the reality in the region. And I hope that we'll be able to collaborate with our allies in the region to fight against the intentions of Iran to promote violence and instability in the region.
Let's talk more about Iran, because this has been the persistent problem for decades now. It seems that there is at least in some ways a reluctant and in some ways, more forward thinking or acceptance, if you will, that Iran is the problem. The regime is the problem. In Iran, that they are the ones who seem to be pulling a lot of strings of the different terrorist groups in the Middle East. Is there any progress really in making that case to other nations, both in the Middle East and in North Africa and in Europe, that more help is needed? Because I think it's becoming a bit more obvious that Iran is the issue. But even in this country, we've had this here, meaning the United States, there's been this insistence on returning to the Joint Comprehensive Plan of Action, which was certainly never liked by the Israelis to begin with.
Indeed, the JCPOA was bad back then, and today it's even worse. And I think what we are seeing today, more and more countries are actually aligning themselves with our position against Iran. You know, we are very open and public about it, but many countries in the Gulf and Africa, they are worried about the idea that the Iranians are trying to export. They are trying to export the revolution against Muslims, against Jews, against Christians. And I think many people are worried about it. And I think soon we'll be able to speak about a global approach against Iran and to see how we can isolate them.
And I guess my last question for you, sir, will be, how do Israelis, Jewish and non-Jewish Israelis, cope after these horrific events? I mean, there has been condemnation, I think, from around the world that there was an attack outside of a synagogue. I think that when there's an attack, you know, at a pizza place, it's horrible. But when it's at a synagogue, it's a new low, I think. And there's been a lot of condemnation. So how do Israelis feel that the message is getting out that there is an ongoing and escalating danger?
Well, I think, you know, we are optimistic by nature, but and we know that we have the abilities to fight back. But when you saw the horrible pictures, you know, of those innocent people that were massacred after praying in a holy place, I think everybody in the world understands with whom we are dealing here. And I think that people should understand that when we take action to prevent such terror acts, that we should respect, we should get the respect and support from the world. Because if we do not prevent those actions, we saw the pictures what happened in that synagogue. So whenever we take actions to prevent such cases, we expect to see our allies standing with us.
All right, Danny Danon, member of the Knesset and former chairman of the World Likud and ambassador to the United Nations. Thank you so much for being with us on the Fox News Rundown Evening Edition.
Thank you.
You've been listening to the Fox News Rundown. And now, stay up to date by subscribing to this podcast at foxnewspodcasts.com. Listen ad-free on Fox News Podcasts Plus on Apple Podcasts. And Prime members can listen to the show ad-free on Amazon Music. And for up-to-the-minute news, go to foxnews.com.
Jason in the House, the Jason Chaffetz Podcast. Dive deeper than the headlines and the party lines as I take on American life, politics, and entertainment. Subscribe now on foxnewspodcast.com or wherever you download podcasts.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network.
I'm Janice Dean, Fox News senior meteorologist. Be sure to subscribe to the Janice Dean Podcast at foxnewspodcast.com or wherever you listen to your podcasts. And don't forget to spread the sunshine.